Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. Mainstream media continues to do a 180 on the Cerveza sickness narrative. And I saw in the chat prior to going live here, someone said, yeah, this is what we've been saying for the last year, the last 6 months. And you're absolutely correct. Every single thing that we say, or we did say, 6 months ago, now all of a sudden, the mainstream media is picking up on. And they've been doing this really since the beginning of the Cerveza sickness. But let's dive into this story. If I could find it. There we go. Back to reality at last. The Cerveza sickness rules are being dropped in Europe despite high scariant spread. Key talking points. From the reopening of bars, restaurants, to dropping of legal requirements for masks. Oh, and by the way, if you guys aren't listening to the Tom Woods show, the podcast, you definitely should. He had an expert on, or a guy that's done just incredible deep dives on the efficacy of N95 masks and cloth masks. And he compares different countries, and he has gotten really into the details and the nitty-gritty of each one of these studies that has been put out, studies that contradict one another, and just an incredible deep dive into how well or not well masks actually work. And then he goes into how the surveys is actually spread, which I thought was fascinating. And I guess the majority of it's not spread through, touching very little with droplets, but actually through aerosol. And that's one of the reasons why the cloth masks are very ineffective. But if you're not watching the Tom Woods show, do so. And even if you just watch one episode, check out the episode that came out yesterday. Highly recommend. Moving on here, dropping legal requirements for masks. Many of Europe's biggest economies are now relaxing the Cerveza sickness rules and restrictions. Governments in region are desperate to salvage their economies that have been hard hit by further restrictions. Couldn't have seen that one coming. I mean, who has been pounding the table on this since day one? Let's do a cost-benefit analysis. Sure, there may be a perceived cost or a perceived benefit as far as health, but what is the cost? What is the cost to your economy? And then take it a step further. Once you can try to calculate the cost to the economy, well, then how does that affect health? Do you think that as a whole, society is far healthier if we have more poor people, more homeless people, more depressed people, more people that are addicted to drugs and alcohol? Obviously not. But moving on, relaxations of restrictions are coming in spite of high levels of the Cerveza. Okay, and the scariant, you guys know what we're talking about here. So they're talking about how London is reopening, and most of the places in Europe are reopening, even places that have had very strict and draconian regulations, such as the Netherlands. They say, meanwhile, in the Netherlands, which had some of the toughest rules in Europe, with the country going into partial lockdown before the holiday period, bars, restaurants, museums were allowed to reopen on Wednesday. Social distancing rules remain. I mean, isn't that just obnoxious with these politicians that somehow they're saying, okay, well, we'll allow you to reopening, but make sure we're still doing social distancing, as though that somehow is going to move the needle. It just shows you what a ruse and what a farce this whole thing is. And then the Dutch Prime Minister, Mark Rutte, who just got verbally assaulted by that young kid that's the new politician over there that ran this guy over the coals for his relationship with Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum. I did a video on that last week. That was awesome. What a great clip that was. But even he is now announcing a relaxation of measures. But let's go into how insane this is. This is actually from Our World in Data. It's actually very helpful. And so this is daily new confirmed Cerveza sickness cases per 1 million people. So it kind of adjusts for the population there. And what we can do is we can add or subtract countries. And obviously what I'd like to do is throw in countries to the chart that have either very few restrictions for the Cerveza sickness, countries like Sweden, like the United States, when you consider all the red states, and then compare that to countries like Australia that have basically turned into a prison camp, or at least parts of it. So this is the first juxtaposition we have here. And we look at the Australia and the United States. Now, I know this isn't the what's most important, because that would be hospitalizations and fatalities and whatnot. But let's remember that these restrictions are put in place to reduce the transmission. That's the argument. That's what they've been selling us this whole time. And remember, Australia was just so darn proud of themselves for locking everyone in a cage for 2 years. And, you know, these politicians are just coming out and screaming and yelling at the people, saying that if you don't believe in what I'm doing, then basically you are the anti this and you're anti that. And, you know, you should be cast away and you should be excluded, excommunicated from society. Not all, but a lot of these politicians, especially that crazy guy up in the north, was saying this in Australia. And so they have had these over the top restrictions where states such as Florida, Arizona, Texas, the surveys of sickness really isn't even a thing anymore. Of course, there's parts where it is, and there's parts that are more concerned about it and parts that are far less, but in aggregate total. And then if you look at the entire United States, obviously the restrictions here are far lower than they are in Australia or Canada. Australia is probably the worst. So again, let's look at how those restrictions did for them. And you could say, well, they're doing okay here. Maybe, but what this shows us is maybe that was just pure coincidence and that those restrictions really weren't doing much of anything. And you had this huge, massive spike. And you could say, well, you know, this might be because of the tennis tournament or something like that. No, because you're not going to see a countrywide spike going from 120 cases per 1 million to 4,200. What this goes back to is something that, again, we've known since 2020. And the cerveza sickness is going to do whatever the cerveza sickness wants to do. That's the bottom line. You can wear as many masks as you want. You can lock yourself in a cage. You can, force your voters and the population into these insane quarantine camps. You can try to determine how many people were in 10 feet of this individual and send them to the quarantine camp as well. You can try to ask people to social distance and do all these things. But at the end of the day, you see that there's really no correlation long-term with those types of measures and far more liberal measures or laissez-faire.
This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for.
If you need further proof, let's add some countries here. Let's say Sweden, give an example of a more liberal country as far as their measures. And then let's throw in another country like the UK. They did some crazy stuff, but now they're a little more, they're relaxing what's going on. Actually, I don't want to spend all day here. Let's just go to Germany, because they're in Austria. Let's do that. Because Austria is one that's really famous for implementing the passports and the mandates. And so let's see how they're doing. So you've got Austria and you've got Sweden. Now the cases are higher in Sweden, but not as high as Australia. And so then there's, and you look at what's happening in Austria, and although they've had all of these extreme measures, they're not doing that much better. In fact, they're worse than the United States. So you see, if you just take two countries, you can say, you can come to the conclusion, as an example, if you just took, let's say, Austria and Sweden, then you could say, okay, well, Austria is doing better because of the restrictions. But the more countries you put into the chart that have taken dramatically different approaches to the Cerveza sickness, the more you see that there's absolutely no correlation whatsoever. None. Zero. So again, what this proves is that these restrictions have always had nothing to do with health or science or data or facts. It's always just been about power, control, and conditioning people. And I would, I mean, if I was in the parliament in the Netherlands or you know, in one of these places, if I was in Australia, if I was in any of these places in Europe, like Germany, that are still moving forward with their medicine mandates, I would pull up these charts and say, how on earth can you justify mandates where they have made absolutely no difference at all in the past, let's say, year and a half? So, I mean, how do they justify this? What they're doing is they're just taking, they're cherry picking really data. And then what the CDC and the, I would assume the World Health Organization, what they're doing is they're saying, okay, we want this conclusion. We want the conclusion that would suggest that mandates work, as an example. So then they tried to form a survey or a study to get the conclusion that they wanted to produce in the first place. It's completely backwards. But like we're seeing, the more data that comes out, the more it shows just how ineffective these restrictions are. And I think that, I think more and more people are waking up to that. In fact, I posted this on my Twitter feed today, just Australia in the United States. And I noticed that I get a lot of trolls on my Twitter feed, as you can probably imagine. And I get a lot of the trolls and people that are just hardcore, kind of diehard Cerveza sickness restriction, pro-Cerveza sickness restriction mandate mask, all that stuff. And I noticed a lot of those people commented on this tweet this morning, but they're all backpedaling. They're all trying to change the topic. Instead of attacking the data and the facts, now all of a sudden they're going back to just attacking me. So there you go. It's a lot better. But my point is, it just goes to show you that even the most diehard COVIDians, if you want to call them that, or people that are really pro mandate, pro mask, pro you know, restrictions, pro passport, even those people are really having to backpedal right now and just kind of find the nearest hole to hide in with their tail between their legs. And I think you'll continue to see the media do this 180 because the politicians are all calling them and saying, hey, this is politically unpalatable. If we move forward on this platform or with this platform, there's a very low chance that we get reelected. And again, that's always going to be the politician number one priority. One other thing that I would add, I would pay very close attention to the countries who are keeping the restrictions the longest, because I think this tells us who is under the most influence of the global elite. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, stand up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism.